ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Samech Zayin. Very excited to get daf today and tomorrow. I have a lot of Yisraelis in Yerideya, in Yisra Beheter and Taruvitz. First start with the point of the memory of Yehuda Amar Shmuel that says that even though Yayinetzach into Greisin is called Neitzin Tam Lefkam, it's only into hot Greisin. But cold Greisin is Takan Neitzin Tam Leshvach. And even though afterwards you heat them up, and you eat them when they're hot, but it doesn't matter because when it fell in, it was Neitzin Tam Leshvach, so it asered. So even though right now you made it hot and it becomes Neitzin Tam Lefkam, so it's still Aser. As the side of our sugya that Hishbiach will say Pogam is Aser. So this thing is not so pashut. I mean, it's unfortunate in the Gemara and we don't find anyone that argues on it, but look, it's not so pashut. Hey, there's a sugya in Maseches Chulin. It's called the sugya of Chanan. Chanan is Rosh Yetevah. It stands for Sanser Chaticha Atzma Naseis Nevela. What that means is that if you have a Chaticha, a piece of meat that's mutter, and it gets a bliya of the iser, and it becomes usser. Let's say I have a piece of kosher meat that's everything is kosher, and it falls into the piece of nevela. So now that and there's no shishim connected it, so the whole chalant is usser. And now I take something out of this chalant that was mutter, and I cook it in another pot with other food. So the question is, how do I measure the amount of iser that's in the piece of heter? The chayyur go proportionately. If there was 10 times of heter to the iser, so that makes the heter is 10% usser. So it's 10% usser. And now it falls into another pot, and there are 10, this potato that came out of my chalant, that now falls into another pot. And in that pot, there are 10 other potatoes. So the chayyur would say logically that it should be mutter, because the amount of the potato that's usser is 10%. 10% of one potato is usser. And there are 10 other potatoes. That means that now it's only 1% of the tarivis here in general is usser. Because 10% of one potato, and now there are 10 potatoes, that means that's there are 99 times the amount of isser here. So mathematically, we should say that it's mutter. But there's a svara that we say called chatira atzmei nasis nevela. We don't look at 10% of the potato being usser. We look at the whole potato as being usser. The first potato that fell in, the potato that had in the bli of isser, even though really mathematically only 10% of it is usser, but because it's usser, so we don it as the whole thing as being usser. And therefore this potato falls into another pot, so I need 60 times the potato to be mevatalit. I don't look at the amount of isser that's balua in the potato, but rather the whole potato as kilo in itself is a nevela. And therefore, I need 60 times the potato to make a mutter. So this idea is mentioned in two sugyas in Maseches Chulin. Does the idea of chaticha atzmei nasis nevela, does that apply only to basar b'chalav? That if I have milk that's mixed up with meat, so then I don't dan on the percentage of milk in the meat, after the whole meat is aser. There, everyone agrees that we say chanan, chaticha atzmei nasis nevela. What about other isurim, like the case that we gave? That you have an nevela that falls into your chalant, so now, and it asers, does it aser that the whole thing is, all the chalant is now mamash in nevela, or only proportionate to the amount of the nevela that fell in? And the opinion of many, many rishonim, and also the Tur and the Shulchan and the Mechaber passing this way, is that by other isurim, we don't say chaticha nasis nevela. The other isurim, it's only the percentage of the isser is usser, and the rest of it is mutter. And therefore, the Torah l'mashal holds that in the case that we gave, that the potato had 10% of isser in it, and then it fell into a pot with 10 other potatoes, so the Torah holds that we say that the potato becomes mutter. The first potato also becomes mutter, because it was never really usser. It was only usser because that it had a bli of isser in it. Now that you cooked it with other potatoes, so, and I went down to the only 1% usher. 1% is not called Nesinas Tam. It's less than Shishim. So therefore, even the first potato becomes a mutter. That's the opinion of the Torah. So in our Gemara, Lahar is before not that way. Our Gemara says that you had that Yai Nesach fell into these Greisin when they were cold. And in that time, it was l'shvach. It was a good time. So it made the grease an usser. But then afterwards, you go and you heat up the greasin. So now that the yayin esach is nesin tam lefgam. It's no longer a good time. It's a bad time. And nesin tam lefgam is mutter. Like it says in our Mishnah. So the only reason I'm going to usser it now is because it used to be usser. But if I would dine it as it is right now, it should be mutter. So l'chayr, this is the machlekes. Whether we say chanan, whether we say chaticha nas nevela. But other isurim, it's not a question of usser b'chalav over here. It's a regular isur. Yayin esach in greasin. And this should be telling the question of whether we say chanan. And see, we have in Cain, we have mefurish gemara. And we say chanan, my other isurim. And many rishayim hold not that way. So the mice of the ra'ah in Berak HaBayis and Daf Yud Testament base, and the Chidush Aran, they basically say that the side of our sugya is midin chaticha nas nevela. And once the chaticha is usher, so it always says it's being usher. At the point that we brought up. Question is, how do we answer the other Rishonim? What are they going to do with our Gemara? So then in the Yad Yehuda in Siman Kuf Gimel, Katan Yudalad, says that this case is worse. Normally the question that the Rishonim deal with is when the Isser is kind of squeezed out of the Heter. The Heter had it in Belias of Isser. And now you get the Isser out, or you get it to a point where it's no longer considered giving time in the Heter. But the Isser is no longer around in the Heter to give it to Aser it. So now there's a time that we could be Matir. Because the Heter doesn't have enough Isser to Aser it. But here the Isser is still involved in the Heter, it's still attached to the Heter the same way it was. It's enough, it's more than Shishin, it's enough to give a Tam to Aser it. Just the Tam is no longer a Tam L'Shvach. Now it's a Tam L'Fgam. But the Isser, once the Chaticha was Asr, once we Asr these Grisin, we can't make them Mutter again. There's no way to actually make them Mutter unless you change the situation. If you cook it in another pot, or you do something that dilutes the amount of Isser inside, so you're changing the situation, you're changing the relationship, the percentage, the Tam, that Isser gives to the Heter. But here, if they stay the same, and just you heated it up so it tastes different, so once it was already usher, then everyone agrees in that isher stays. Once an isher is chal, it's going to stay in the heter, unless we can change the relationship between the isher that isher has to the heter. The fact that now it's giving a tam lifgam instead of lishvach, that doesn't make it mutter. We're going to see more pratim about nice and tam lifgam, hemshech, end of today's shir and return tomorrow's shir. So now we're going to talk about the sugya of Rav Avohu Amar Rabbi Yochanan. It's brought down over here, but it's a very sadistic sugya in the din of Taruvis. Rav Avohu Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol shetamu mamashoy asur v'leikin alav. Tamay umamashoy is asur and you get malchus for it. V'zeu kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. And this is when there is a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. Tamay v'leikin mamashoy asur v'ein leikin alav. But if it's a tam and not the mamosha, so even though it's usher, you don't get malchus for it. But in riba tam levgam mutter. But when the tam is levgam, then it's mutter. But the main focus we want to have right now is on the first two statements of Rabbi Avohu Amar Rabbi Yochanan. That tam and mamosha is usher of a loikin olav. There's a kazayis b'chtei achilas pras. And tam of a loikin mamosha, so it's usher of ein loikin olav. So there's a nafkamina whether there's mamosha or not. So first, before getting to understand why that is, first you have to know what it is. What's called tamay, and what's called mamoshay. So Rashi gives, as an example for tamay v'lei mamoshay, Rashi gives two examples. Rashi and Amun Beis. Rashi says, kigoin cholov shenofa l'kdeira, cholov shenofa to a kdeira of basar, the Rishonim say Rashi means. It says, basar v'cholov, oy chelev shenofa nimoyach She'ein mamoshe ben. Or a chelev that falls when it's nimayach, when it's heated up, when it's soft. And that's called ein mamoshe ben. So these two cases are called tamoy v'loy mamoshe. And that's why it's aser v'ein loikin alav. So we'll first start with the second case Rashi gives. It's a little bit more easy to talk about. Chelev shenofal nimayach v'kdeira. Your chelev, instead of your chelev that's heated up and it's liquidy, and it falls into something else. So that's called Tam Avalei Mamoshe. So this is not so simple. I think all the Rishonim, I believe, agree with this. But just to speak out a point here. The Rishonim, when they give an example, the Rishonim in Chulin, They talk about what's called Tam Avle Mamoshe. So they say that the example they give, the Raman, Rashba, and the Ran, is Nozir Sheshora Anovim B'mayim. You put grapes in water. So you leave the grapes in water long enough, so the water eventually has a grapey flavor. In this case, the Ran in Chulin says, there's not even any plita of the grapes into the water. It's not that something of the grapes left and went into the water, and now you're tasting water mixed up with some grape juice. No, the grapes are just there. Just the tam is niklat, is saturated into the water, so the water tastes grapey. But the actual, no part of the actual grapes went into the water. So that would be, let's say, the prime example of tam mevelim mamashu. You have absolutely no mamashus of the grapes at all in the water, but it's just the tam of the grapes in the water, and that's what we call tam mevelim mamashu. This case of Rashi is obviously much more than that. You have actual chilev that fell into something else. But just the chilev didn't fall in its solid state. Rather, it fell in a liquidy state. So you have chilev sauce. You're cooking a pot of potatoes, and your chilev sauce falls in. So now, when you eat the potatoes, you don't see any chilev. You just, they taste, they have a chilev taste. They taste like chilev sauce. Now the sauce went to your whole pot, and now you're eating the potatoes with chilev sauce. So that's Rashi. That's also called tam levelim amashe, even though it was the original chelav went in, the chelav disappeared, and because it came saucy, it came liquidy, and it fell into, and it came into your potatoes. But in relationship to the potatoes, which are be'en, so the chelav, the chelav nimoyach is called tam, because you're not eating potatoes and chelav mixed up together as a salad. No, you're just eating potatoes that the sauce has chelav in it. So that's called Tama Velema Moshe. That also, according to Rashi, is called Tama Velema Moshe. Rashi also gives the case of Basar B'Cholov. The Basar B'Cholov Rashi also holds is called Tama Velema Moshe. So on this, the Rashba in Teres Abayis argues, Rashi also knows the Basar B'Cholov, if actual Cholov falls in, then it's called Tama Uma Moshe. Because when you have, Chelev is naturally a solid. So when Chelev turns liquidy, so that's called the not natural state of chelev, and that's like only the tam of chelev, but not real chelev. But milk, which by nature is liquidy, so when you have liquid that falls into solid, that's not called the tam of chelev without chelev. That's chelev. That's chelev that even though you just, Rene, you're just eating a piece of meat, and it just tastes milky. But because the chelev itself came into the meat, so that's also, that's called tamay umamoshe, the Rashba holds. Rashi's not the way. Rashi's anytime that you have a solid and a liquid, even though the iser here by cholov is in its liquid state, because cholov is usher as a liquid. According to Rashi, it's irrelevant whether what the iser is. Rather, we look at what state it is. A liquid that falls into a solid, according to Rashi, is always called tam v'lo mamash. That's the opinion of Rashi. Ptayiz Vayosks agrees to Rashi's case of chelev, but he disagrees with what Rashi says by basar b'cholov. And the reason Taisus disagrees with that is because the Gemara in Chulin is mavur and Daf Kufches that by Basar B'Cholov everyone holds that tam is enough to aser. By other Isurim we will see you need more than the tam, but by Basar B'Cholov everyone agrees. Abaye wants to learn out that tam is always aser from Basar B'Cholov, and Rava says no, you can't learn out of Basar B'Cholov. Basar B'Cholov is the Torah specifically asered the tam because Derech Bishul Asra Torah. But by Basar B'Cholov, there's no tzad that Basar B'Cholov you won't get Malkus, because it's Tam Ovelei Mamashe. It's true it's Tam Ovelei Mamashe. But the Torah by Basar B'Cholov specifically answered Tam Ovelei Mamashe. So even if we'll agree with Rashi that this is called Tam Ovelei Mamashe, but how could Rabbi Yechanan say that that ain't like in Olav? There should be Malkus. This is Taisa's question on Rashi. Very big question on Rashi. So the Chassam Sofer says two possibilities to answer this in two different places. He says a different answer. Chassam Sofer by us says that Rashi Avad agrees to Taisus. Avad Rashi holds that it's called Malkus, that you get Malkus for it. Rashi just gave this example as an example of a Talmud V'Lei Mamashe. There, by Basar B'Cholov, it's true that it's a specific Chiddush in the Torah that you get Malkus even though it's Talmud V'Lei Mamashe. In the Chanami, Rashi wasn't coming to tell me the din. Rashi is coming to tell me an example, a physical a relationship where we can have a tam of lemamoshay. An example of that is Basar B'Cholov. Basar B'Cholov lemaisel, you will get malchus for it. That's the Chassam Sofer by Yos says. But the Chassam Sofer in Chulin and in Tshuva Siman Pei Vav, in Chulin Daf Tzadi Ches Siman Beis, There's another teretz. And Rashi's talking about, Rashi's a little bit vague. Rashi says that challah fell into a kedera. A kedera is a thing that's being cooked. Which thing is being cooked? Well, what's the problem? I mean, Rashi doesn't tell us what's inside the pot. So Tais assumed in Rashi that you're cooking meat inside the pot. Therefore, you have a problem of basar mechalav. Milk is only also with meat. So obviously, it fell into a pot of meat. That's what Tais understood Rashi. But the Chassam Sefer says no. Rashi's talking that you're cooking potatoes. And your milk fell into the potatoes. And now, you want to take these potatoes and put them in meat. So the Maisa, that's for sure usher. If they got tam of milk to put them potatoes in meat, it's for sure usher. But the Chassam Sefer says, that's not the parsha of usher b'chalav of the Torah. If tam of lema moshe always is ain like in olav. If nevela or chela falls into my food, I don't get malchus. So who adds in milk that falls into potatoes, and then you take those potatoes and you cook them with meat, also there will be no malchus. Because even though basar b'chalav, the Torah made an exception. And here the Torah specifically answered, tam of lema moshe. But it's only when the two ingredients are basar and chalav. But basar into potatoes is butter, is mutter, it's butter. And then you take the potatoes and you put them in meat, then it'll also be butter. Midaraisa. So that's it. The Chassam Sefer wants to learn Shad and Rashi by us. Oh. Takaponim, the cases we have of tam of lema moshe is either when there's just tam by itself without any mamoshes of the isser going in. That's the easiest case. Like you put grapes in water. That's one case we gave. But Rashi has mentioned before that other cases are also called tam v'le mamoshe. Even though the actual isser goes in, as long as you have a liquid going into a salad, it's called tam v'le mamoshe. Now let's come to explain the Iker Memra of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan holds that tam v'le mamoshe is you do not get malchus. But tam u'ma moshe, you get malchus. So there's a sugya in Psachim and Mem Dalet and in Nozir, Lamed Vav and Lamed Zayin, called the sugya of tam ki'ikr. The pasuk is before in the Gemara there, that we learn out of a pasuk that tam ki'ikr is daraisa, which is called, what we should call tam u'ma moshe, that's what our Gemara calls, that even if you have just the tam itself, even without the gufa iser, It's already Asr Midarais. There are two Makairis in the Gemara, therefore two possible Makairis. One is from Mishras, the pasuk we said before, by that a Nazir that puts grapes in water is Asr to drink the water. That's one possibility. Or it turned out of Giulei Akum. That the Torah said by Klei Midah that you have to kasher the Kalim of Goyim. When you use a treif Kli, the only thing that's going into my food is tam of the original isser. No mamushus of the original isser is going into my food. And yet the Torah said that I need to kasher it. To mavur, that tam of the mamusha is daraisa. That is pashas to mavur in the sugya. However, many rishayim hold, Rashi is the marad hashmaitza, many rishayim hold, that lahalach we hold that tam kikar lav daraisa. We do not pass in like the sugya there in Nedarim, in Nazir and in Psachim. Rather, we hold that just tam itself, without the mamoshes of the isser in the taraivas, there's no isser deraisa. The main makar they have to say this is our Gemara, the member of Rabbi Yechanan, which is brought down here as a stam member. It sounds like no one argues with this. Rabbi Yechanan says the tamoy v'le mamoshay aser v'ein like enough. Why don't you get malchus? How are you eating the tam of isser? Mavur, that the tam isser itself has no isser deraisa. Tamay mamashay, we'll see soon, is an isser deraisa. That's more chamur. But tamay v'loy mamashay is only an isser drabona. That's what Rashi in Chulin and Avtzari Ches on the Beis, the bottom of the Amur, is mechiach from our Gemara. See Rashi, that tamay v'loy mamashay is usser in our Gemara, means an isser drabona. What the Rishonim call the tam kicker is lav deraisa. Meaning it's true that we treat the tam that asers things, the tam that gets mixed, that gets, is nisariv in, tam of Israel that's nisariv in heter makes it aser, even though there's right heter, the tam of Israel that's nisariv in heter makes it aser, but tam kikr is lav derais, that all is an isra drabonon, and mid derais there's no isra. The The Tesis, though, and many Rishonim hold the Tam Keger is Deraisa. The Tam Keger is Deraisa. That's interesting. The Nafkaminas of Tam Keger Deraisa, the Rishonim, the main Nafkamina that they spoke about is when you have Isra that fell into Heter, and you're not sure whether there's Shishim. So the Klala was at Safik Deraisa Le Hachmir, Safik Rabban and Le Kula. So if it's a shallow daraisa, then you have to be machmir. Shallow drabbana, then you're allowed to be mekel. And even though you don't know whether there's shishim, you could be mekel. I mean, the Rishonim, when they say this, they add on one knetch, that if you don't know how to measure, you're not good at measuring whether there is shishim or not. So that's even if it's a question of drabbanan, you can't go lakula, because what's called a chisaron chachma, a lack of knowledge, is not called a safik. It's called amaratzus. The fact that you don't know how to measure things doesn't make it into a suffix. So they say that the case is that they talk about is that Isra fell into Heter, and then some of the Tarevis fell out of your pot. So now you can't measure it anymore. Plus, there's no way to measure it. Even the biggest Talmud Chacham has no way to measure it anymore because you're lacking some of the components of the Tarevis. So in this case, we don't know whether there's Shishim. So if Tam Ke'ikr is an Isra Deraisa, so we have to be Machmir. Tam Kikers and Sidra Bonin, we're allowed to be Mekel. But it's in Shulchan Aruch and Yerdeis and Tzadiches Sif Beis, it's possible that you have to be Machmir. Shulchan Aruch is Choshesh, where it passes entirely like the Cheetahs. Tam Kikers is Deraisa, and we have to be Machmir. So again, so Lafido Cheetahs, which is Tesis and many, many Rishayim that hold, Tam Kikers is Deraisa. So what do we do with our Gemara? So Tesis here offers basically two Mahalchim, how to learn the Gemara. First, Mahalatay says is that our Gemara is referring to min b'minoi, and not min b'she'enoi minoi. And by min b'minoi, we all agree that Tam Keker is drabana. So let's speak this out. It's important you say that we saw yesterday's daf that min b'minoi has chumras to it. Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that min b'minoi is not batal always. Yehuda learns out of a pasuk, and min b'minoi is not batal. The Chachamim hold that Min B'mino could be Batal. And that's me. Almost all the Rishayim besides Rashi pass that way. And Min B'mino it's Shaykh Abital. If you're Yehuda, there's a specific Chumra because it was Min B'mino. So he spoke about, and because it's the same Min, so it's harder to be Mavatal it. Because Bital is based on the fact that the two things contradict each other. They go against each other. So if they're the same taste, so then they shtim, they match up with one another. So then there's no Bital. According to Rabbi Yehuda. And even the Chacham that argue Rabbi Yehuda, so in certain cases, midrabanon, we were machmir in certain cases with dakam and minaminai, because of the same idea as Rabbi Yehuda. So by Yainesech and by Tevel, the Gemara says later on, the fine Gimel and Beis, min b'mino, we were machmir, that there's not Shaykh Abitl. Oh. But by cases of, that's the Maisel of the Chacham, though there is Shaykh Abitl, both by min b'minai and both by min b'she'enai minai. However, in cases of tam, min b'she'enoi minoi is more chomer than min b'minoi. Min b'she'enoi minoi is more chomer. Why is that? Because by min b'she'enoi minoi, you taste the tam. Meaning, if I have a piece of meat that falls into my pot of potatoes, the potatoes now taste different because they just taste like bland potatoes until now, and they taste like meaty potatoes, like a cholent. So that definitely it changes the taste of the potatoes because they have meat inside of them. Anytime that you cook two minim together and you put salt on something, so the salt gives tam. We put ketchup on something, the ketchup gives tam. You make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, so the peanut butter gives tam to the jelly, and the jelly gives tam to the peanut butter. The fact that you put two different minim together, each one of them gives tam to the other. So even though on the time that we owe the tam keker is daraisa, it's only by min b'she'enoi minoi. Only by min b'she'enoi minoi, so then you taste the tam of one in the other. That's the reason to hold that would be daraisa. So again, so lafi the sheet of taste of the tam keker is daraisa, it's only by min b'she'enoi minoi. Yo, the Gemara says in Chulin that we pass that then both by min b'minoi and both by min b'she'enoi minoi, you need shishim. You need shishim with the heter k'neged de'isr. So according to Tesis, the reason for that is that by min b'she'enoi minoi midaraisa you need shishim. because there's an itzer. As long as you taste it, it's usr. And until shishim, it's shaykh that there should be tam. So mida reisa, you need shishim. And min b'minoi is gzeira atu min b'sheinu minoi. Dainu min b'minoi really should be mutter. Min b'minoi should be mutter because there's no tam. Once there's right heter, it should be mutter. But midrabanan, we answered, min b'minoi atu min b'sheinu minoi. That's what it is. That's what we're trying to understand that according to the opinion, the tam kikur deraisa. According to Rashi, the tam kikur lav deraisa, both by min b'minoi and both by min b'sheinu minoi, it's an isur drabanan. You know, midrabanan, we looked at the tam as also being important. So therefore, min b'sheinu minoi is aser. And we also answer min b'minoi, atu sheinu minoi, or the tam gzeir that you need shishim. That's a l'firashi. L'fitais, it's much clearer. L'fitais, min b'sheinu minoi is deraisa, to need shishim. And min b'minoi is drabanan. Very clear. So again, so back to Argamar that says that tam ma'u mamashoy is aser v'loikin olav. And tam ma'u v'loikin mamashoy is aser v'ein loikin olav. Taisa says the Gemara is referring to min b'minoi, and that's why by tamoi v'loy mamashoy, it's aser v'ein loikin olav because it's only aser drabanan because there's no tam. Why is tamoi mamashoy loikin olav? Who cares what the mamashoy says there? But still, by min b'minoi, the klal is that as long as you have roiv, so it's mutter midaraisa. Who is aser drabanan? Why is it nafkamin if only the tam is there, or even the gufa iser is there? There should be no difference. So Taiz Bemis explains that Tamay Mamashai doesn't mean, the difference is whether it's not whether the Isser is there or not. But Tamay Mamashai means Isser is there and you recognize it. You see the Isser. You have a piece of nevela that fell into a stew. You have a stew of a lot of kosher meat, and now falls in one piece of nevela. So you have 10 pieces of kosher meat and one piece of treif meat. So if you don't recognize which one is the nevela, so midaraisa there's bitl b'roiv. 10 against 1 is batal. And the tam also does not answer, because the tam is not tasty. You can't taste the piece, the taste of the nevela. Tastes the same thing as your other pieces of meat. So therefore, there's no iser deraisa. But tamay mamashay means you see which one fell in and you recognize it. You know which one it is. So then it's true the tam does not answer because you can't taste the tam of the nevela. But the nevela itself is answer. Because this doesn't even though there's right heter, but there's no tarivus in the pieces of meat. The tarivus of in amongst the pieces of meat is because you don't know which one is aser. So therefore, you can eat all of them. In each one, you could assume that the one you're eating is mutter. That's in and of a tarivus of pieces of meat. But this type of question we mentioned earlier in Daf Samechei exists even pieces of meat that are not cooking together. If I just have a few pieces of meat in front of me and all of them are not cooked, so if I don't know which one of them is aser and right of them are mutter, I can eat all of them. But if I know which one is usr, so there's simply no tarevis. The tarevis there is because your lack of knowledge makes a tarevis amongst the pieces of meat, which one is mutter, which one is usr. But if you know which one is usr, so there's simply no tarevis. So for sure it's usr to eat. So it's a little bit of a derech pshat in the Gemara, in the words of the Gemara by us. The tam of lema moshe means that only usr is the tam, because you don't recognize which meat is usr. So on the piece of meat, it's shaykh bitol. And in the tam, it's also shaykh abitzel, because it's referring to min b'minoi. Tamu mamashoy, that's aser v'loikin olav, means that you also, the mamashoy is nicker to you, you know which one is aser. So there's simply no taroidus, and that's why if you eat it, you're even nisr d'arais. Taiz brings another mahalach from the Shem of Rabbeinu Eliyahu, which is that really the Gemara is referring to min b'she'enoi minoi. If so, there should be an nisr d'arais, like we said. So why does the Gemara say that Tam Avlei Mamashay is Osir V'Ein Laikin Olav? Says Rabbeinu Eliyahu, they're referring to that there's no Shishim, meaning there's one against 50 or one against 40, so there's no, it's not Bato, but it's not, there's not enough Isser in the Heter to say that you get Malkus. You need Dalka the Shir of Kazayit V'Yachti Echilas Pras. Kazayit Echilas Pras is Machlikas Rashi in the Rambam, whether it means one Kazayit in six Kazayisim, or one Kazayit in eight Kazayisim. But if you have one kezayis and 10 kezayisim, where there's definitely not bottled, it's 1 to 10. So there, it's true, it's aser, it's aser midaraisa. But then there's not enough iser to say that you get malchus for every kezayis. And that's what Gemara means, tam avlei mamashay. We'll see later on what the reason of Rabbeinu Eliyahu is. But Hakoparim, that's the second sheet of Tesis. That it's true, the whole Gemara is referring to an iser daraisa. But the only time that you get malchus is when there's a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. So, if you're being Eliyahu, the main difference in the Gemara is not whether it's Tamay Mamashay or Tamay V'Loy Mamashay. The whole Gemara is talking about that the Isser is there or not there. The point is whether if you can eat a kazayis and Isser v'chtei achilas pras, then you get malchus, and if not, you don't get malchus. The last Malachan Tesis is from Rabbeinu Yosef, or the Rimi or Lines Tesis brings in other places. Says Rimi or Lines that in the Hanami, Tam Kikr is deraisa. But there's no malchus for Tam Kikr. Because the Makar of Tam Kikr is learned out of Gyuli Avodah Zarah, that time of Gyuli Goyim, that you have to get rid of the when you get a kli from a goy, you have to kasher it, and get rid of the blias that are inside. And so there we see that the Tam is Asr. And the Lashon of the Pasuk is Lashon of Asay. Pasuk says, Kol Dover Asher Yavoi Ba'ish Taviru Ba'ish. So it's written as a Lashon Asay, not as a Lashon Lav. So therefore, even though Tam Kikr is Daraisa, but it doesn't Asr more than an Asay. That's the Rimi or Lines holds. And therefore, there's no Malchus for it. Tam Lema Mashai, you will see soon, is something else that you get Malchus for. But Tam Lema Mashai is that's Isra of Tam Kikr. And that's learned out of the Lashon Asay, so there's no Malchus. And this brings Rabbi Natam argued with this point of the Rimi or Lines. Rabbi Natam said that even though it's learned out of Tavir Ba'ish, which is written in the Lashon Asay, we should say that Ahadre Li Sura Kama. At once, that now that the Torah ushered it, it goes back to being Usher. I have a Nevela that fell into my potatoes, so it should go back to the Isra of Nevela. And therefore, you should get Malchus. So you need to explain these last two the Drachim and Taisis, that of Rabbeinu Elio, that there's a difference between Kazayis Bichtei Achilas Pras and not Kazayis Bichtei Achilas Pras. And also the last Derech of Taisis, the Rimi or Lines, says that it's an Asay, and Rabbeinu Tam said, no, we should take Ahadri Li Surakama. And the last thing we need to explain in this Sugya really is going back to Shita's Rashi. Rashi holds the Tam Kikr's Lav Dereisa. And as we said, there's a big Makar from our Gemara. But what do we do with the Gemara about Tamoy Uma Moshe that Leikin Olav? Where does that come from? Haray, it's referring to that there's a roiv heter connected to Isser. So who cares that also that you have the tam of Isser and you have the mamoshus of the Isser? But why in this case do we say that it's Asher Daraisa? Chayil Hirashi, there's no makar to say this. No pasuk. Hirashi, there's no pasuk for tam keker. So where do we learn out this din of tamay umamoshe? So that's really really what our sugya has in it is unique to all other sugyas that do with Tam Kikr is really have the topic being dealt with is Tamay Uma Moshe, the difference between Tamay Uma Moshe and Tamay V'Lo Uma Moshe. So something that needs to be explained over here. So let's first go back quickly to the side of the sugya of Tam Kikr. The Achreinim, the Gedolei Achreinim, Rabbi Kiviger, and the Chendesh Shleime, and the Chavastas, they have a Hakira, but why Tam Kikr Lav Deraisa? We'll start with that. The Manadomer Rashi Shita, Tam Kikr is Lav Deraisa. It comes from, explaining the Rashba and Aran and Chulin. Rashba and Aran and Chulin of Tarichas have a question. The Gemara makes a drasham, Hatmeim Lesser Tziron Veroitvon. That's possible by Shrotzen. You can't eat Shrotzen. And it says not only can you eat the Sheretz itself, also if you cook a Sheretz, you fry a Sheretz, and the juice oozes out from inside of the sheretz, the tzir and the roitev, the things that are the gravy, the things that come out from the sheretz itself are usher. And not only by a sheretz, by anything you cook in a vela, anything you cook, the things that come out are usher. The juices that are inside are usher. So as the Rishonim, why does the Gemara look for a makar that Tam Kikr Deraisa? Very simply, tzir and veroitvan. Anytime what happens when you cook in a nevela, and nevela fell into my potatoes. So what's going into the potatoes? The tam of the nevela. What's that? That's the tzir and the roitev, the gravy, the juices that come out from inside of the nevela are oozing out into my potatoes. That's what's going to answer. So the pasuk before the pasuk that it's answer. Hatmeim lester tzir and roitev. So what's the question over here of Tam Kikr Daraisa or not Daraisa? This is the question of the Rashba and the Ran and Chulin. And they say, they answer. And no, Pasuk is referring to when you cook a sheretz by itself. So there, all the things that come out are for sure usher. That's true, that's a sure usher. A Shein K, when you cook a sheretz with water or with potatoes or with anything else, so then because it's in a Taraivis, so it's not, you don't have the, you're not eating the juice of the Nevela. You can't find the juice of the Nevela. You're just eating potatoes. So then in this case, it's not, we don't, can't learn out from there that, that Tom Kicker is Deraisa. And that's, we need to a new Pasuk. And that's a question, do we learn out from the other Pasukim to Asr Tom Kicker? So now the Achrayim clear the following. What's the reason that's, you know, we know that the rate of itself is Asr. When it's, by itself it's Asr. But now that it's in the Taravis, is the Pshat that Lo'ayla on the rate of is still Asr? Just because there's Raiv Heter, Kneged the Isr, so we say Bitl B'Raiv. We say that this tam is batal in the Raiv Heter. You have a little bit of the tam of the Nevela, goes into your water, goes into your potatoes. So we say, listen, so it's true that Raiv of itself would be Asr. But now that there's Raiv Heter, so the clause is you go with Raiv. And we have no new pasuk to say that there's no Bitl B'Raiv against tam. No. We go with the clause always, V'achar Ravim Machatis. So because there's Raiv Heter, Kneged the Isr, therefore it's Asr, therefore it's Mutter, Midaraisa. So then that Tom still does Asr, just there's Raiv Heter Kneged. That's one Malach they say. Or they say another Malach possibly. When there's, it's true that Tom itself would be Asr, but that's only when it's by itself. But it's in the Tarev, it's not Asr Bichlal. I don't need to come on to Bitl B'Raiv in order to make the Tom Mutter. Simply when Tom of Isr goes into Heter, so I don't, if there's mamashas of Heter and Tam of Isser, the Tam becomes irrelevant in the place of the Heter. Even without Bitl B'Raiv, it would still be Mutter. That's the true drachim. The meaning, do we still look at the Tam, even in the Taravis, as being Usser, just it's Bitl B'Raiv Heter? Or no, that when the Tam goes into a Taravis, there's no Sibav to Asr B'Chlam. What's a Nafkamina? Nafkamina is, what happens when you have a huge chunk of nevela that falls into your heter? And there's more nevela than there is heter. But then, you take out the nevela afterwards, for sure, you're a good Jew, take out the nevela afterwards. The nevela was cooking in the pot for an hour, you were doing something else. And then you came back and you saw that the nevela is in your pot. You got very nervous and you took the nevela out. So, the Gemara says in Chulin that it's very difficult to measure how much of the Isser goes out into the heter. How do we know exactly how much oozed out? So the Klal Gemara says that we have to be Mishar Bekulay. We have to assume that all of Isra went out into the Heter. That they lost, that all of Isra went out into the Heter, even though the Isra might look the same size as before. So it's possible that the Heter went into the Isra, that your water that was in your pot went into the Nevela, and all the juices of the Nevela went out into the pot. And therefore we have to measure Bekulay. Measure that all of the Nevela went in. So what happens in your case? You could have a case when there's Raiv Tam of Isser. There's more in my path, there's more Tam of Isser than there is Heter. But the Mamashus is more Heter than there is Isser. So if the reason Tam Kicker is that really the Tam is still Osir and Taroivis, there's a works with Bitl B'Raiv. So here there's no Bitl B'Raiv, because there's more Tam of Isser than there is Heter. So there's no Bitl B'Raiv. And therefore be Osir Midaraisa. But if the reason is that Tam Kicker, that Tam in Tam in something mamoshus, the Tam is looked at as being as irrelevant. Kilu doesn't exist bichlal. There's no chashivus of Tam when it goes into the mamoshus of something else. So even if there be Rav Tam of Isser, you're still be mutter. You taste it, then it tastes very meaty. The main taste is here is meat. So nafkamina, the Torah didn't answer Tam when it's in something else. We only look at the mamoshus and we don't look at the Tam bichlal. Those are the two drachim in the Achrayim, how to understand it. And the rayos lakanu lakan midivrei harishenim in this chakira. Just mention one raya that the Achrayim bring from a Gemara. The Gemara says in Chulin Daf Kuvches, Abaye says, brings a raya that Tam Kikir is deraisa from the Isser of Basar B'Cholav. The fact that they're Asr Basar B'Cholav, even though the Cholav is only giving Tam in the Basar, and still they're answered it. We see that Tira is called the Tam Kicker is Daraisa, because the Tam of the Cholov is considered a Tam inside of the Basar. So as the Achrayim that we learned two daf ago in Teis and Daf Samechei, Teis says in the Basar B'Cholov it's not Shaykh Bittel. Teis says by Kilayim it's not Shaykh Bittel. And who went in Basar B'Cholov it's not Shaykh Bittel. Because it's Heter B'Heter. The Isser is the Taravis. It's not Shaykh Bittel. So if Tam Kicker and the Tam Kicker love the Daraisa, the pshat is that the tam is always here. So you need bittel to make it mutter. So in Cain, it's not shaykh bittel b'chlav by basar b'chalav. So what's the raya from basar b'chalav that tam kicker is deraisa by other cases, like by taravis of Isser and Heter? No. By taravis of Isser and Heter, the tam is there. But the heter is mevata all the time of the iser. That's why it's mutter. Because the time of the cholov is inside the basar. So the basar can't be mevatel it. Because it's not shayabitl by basar b'cholov. Elamite muach and abaye, that if tam kikers love the race, so the reason is because the tam is irrelevant, kilu doesn't exist bichlal. When I have a tam of A and I'm moshus of B, then I don't see A bichlal. So Imkain says, abaye, I have a gevaldik araya. Ter asher basar b'cholov, I know there's no bitl by basar b'cholov, but there's no cholov bichlal, because the cholov is only a tam that goes into my moshus of basar. Moshus, we don't see any cholov. So how's it shaykh and isser? It must be that the tam exists inside, when there's a tam and a mamoshes, we still see the tam as existing. That's our chayin ring l'chayin, a big raya from Abaye, that in the tzad, the tam kikers lav deraisa, we look at it, there's no tam bichla. So they try to be manchet this raya from Abaye, one that's l'chayin, one tzmach, that the tam of l'chayin mamoshay is not deraisa, the reason is that it's not considered anything. It doesn't exist bichla. Akoponim, whatever the reason is, Shitas Rashi and Ramban, is that Tam Gikers love their Raisa. So our Gemara, as we said, is a big smach to say that. The Tam of Lema Moshe, Osir of Ein Loikin Olof. And Isra means an Isra Drabbanon Lefi Rashi. But now, Imkain, what does it mean, Tam of Lema Moshe, that you get Malkis? What is that? So I mean, it's not just the Tam is inside. The first case was just the Tam was inside. Rashi says, Cholof falls into Basar, Chelev Ni Moyach falls in. So just looked as being Tam. But if you have tamay umamashay, dainu, you have a piece of nevela falls into your chalent, and you don't know, you had other mita, you don't know which one is the nevela, which one is the heter. So now you have it mixed up over here. And then you eat the whole chalent. So then it's usher and you get malchus. What's pshat in that? Hare, mitzad the tam, it should be batal. Tam is either batal or it's not considered anything bichlal, tamay. So mitzad the tam of the nevela, it should be nasser. Mitzad the mamashus of the nevela, it also should an aser. You have ten pieces of kosher meat in your chalent, and one piece of nevela falls in. So it's batal. So it's batal both mitzad tamoy and mitzad mamashoy. Either way you go, it should be mutter. So why? Because it is nam mulapundak echad, the tam and the mamashus, do you now have an isha deraisa? So the chayru we could say with das Rashi is that the yisayid adin is that it's the it works mitzad the mamoshay. The mamoshay is dabar choshev. There's a piece of meat here of iser. They need to be misbata. Because it could be misbata. There's roiv heter. But here I say a svara. Svara is that if I could taste the time of the iser in the heter, so that gives it a chashivus that it should not be misbata. I need to get rid of the iser to say that it's command the lesser. That's in a bittul is I'm vata the miut keneged the roiv, and I look at that it like it's not. It doesn't have any chashivus in this taroivus. But look, it has a very big chashivus. Because of this iser, my tarovius tastes much better right now. It's tam shvach, and I'm getting a good taste because of the iser in the heter. So I can't say that it's command alasadomi. When the iser is here, and it gives tam into the heter, so the tam is a reason that the iser should not be misbata. When all I have is the tam, so then I look at the tam as not being choshev klapi the heter. Either it's irrelevant, we mentioned before, or at least it's batel klapi the heter, because it's only a tam of iser connected the heter. So tam doesn't have any chashivus bichlal biyachas to the heter. But when the mamoshus is here, that for sure has chashivus, because it's the real deal. It's the piece of meat itself. But I could still be mevatel a mamoshus of miut connected a roiv. It's misvatel. But when it gives tam into the heter, so then I say, no, you can't say that it's irrelevant in this taroifus. No, I have to consider it. It's a mando amar. We can't just negate it. Cause it affects the whole taroifus. Idugma ladover, really the Gemara command makes it two shalom tzvachim, is a din of chazusa. Din against mikvois and other places, where if you have wine that falls into water, and there's roiv water, so the wine is batel. But if you can still see the wine changed the color of the water, then it's not batal. That's din d'araisa. Because even though there's roiv water connected to wine, but in a case when the importance is how it looks, as am I being toivel in water, am I being toivel in wine, so there the importance is in the way that it looks. So the fact that the wine changes the mare of the water, changes the color of the water, that says you can't say that the wine is command less adami. Look, I see the wine. Instead of going into a clear mikvah, I have a reddish mikvah. So I can't just say the wine is not here b'chlal. So similar idea we have in Tam, that I can't just say the Tam is that the thing I fill in is irrelevant. Look, it changed the taste of my whole Tam Raivis. So therefore, the Tam is a reason why the Mamashay should not be batel. That's the way it works. The thing that's not misbatel is not the Tam, is the Mamashay. But when the Mamashay gives Tam, so it's a sibah why it itself should not be batel. So there's a very good shmakat svara. But it's still sort of weird. Why does the Gemara tell it in Kedayis B'Yatei Achilas Pras? It's not batel. So then Yishkei Malkus for it. Why do you need a Kedayis B'Yatei Achilas Pras? And there's Machlokes Rishonim how to learn this Gemara. The Mashmaitz of Rashi by us is that La'olam Nadin, that Tamu Mamashe is Asher Midaraisa, is even by when there's no Kedayis B'Yatei Achilas Pras. Even if you have one Kedayis and 40 Kedayisim of Isser, of Heter, sorry, it would still be Asher Midaraisa. Just, you simply won't get Malkus. To get Malkus, you need to, there's a clause always. A person is eating an Isser. So, Rashi speaks out by this. The tzir of eating the Isser of Kezayis has to be eaten Mechdei Achilas Pras. If you eat half a Kezayis now, and you eat 10 minutes, and you eat another half a Kezayis, so you don't get Malkus. Even though you don't, there's no Tarifus, you're only eating a Nevela. But as long as you didn't eat the Kezayis Mechdei Achilas Pras, so you don't get Malkus. So Rashi bases Mashma that here also the reason you need to eat it b'chdei achilas pras is in order to have the tziruf. It's true that Issa d'Oraisa will always be there because, like we said, it's not batel. But when you eat it, you're only eating a chatzi shir because ma'aseh takes you 10 minutes to eat your kezayis of Issa. So when you eat in the first, let's say b'chdei achilas pras is 5 minutes. So in the first 5 minutes you eat half a kezayis. In the second 5 minutes you eat half a kezayis. So in each shir of b'chdei achilas pras, you're only eating half a kezayis of Issa. And the Rashmi Shantz in his Mishnayis and Pirush Mishnayis in Seches Tful Yom, Perak Beis Mishnah Gimel says that if you have a Kezayis of Isser that's in more than Kedei Achilas Pras, but the person is very hungry and he eats quickly, he ate these 10 Kezayisim within Kedei Achilas Pras, says the Rashmi Shantz, he gets Malkus because it was never bottle. It was always the once you have Tamu Mamashoy, it's not bottle. Just you're simply not eating the Isser quickly enough. So if you go and eat the Isser quickly, so you talk and get Malkus. So that's the opinion of the Rashmi Shantz. That's Mashmoyis of Rashi Vayos, Prima Godim in his Psicha Tichos Tareves. That's the opinion of Rashi. Also Mefurish in the Ran in Chulin. That La'olam, once it was your Tamu Umamashai, and you can taste the Tam, so does Isser De'Araisa. Just, that will be a Chatzishir. It depends how, now it's totally on how quickly you eat it. In order to get Malkus, you need to eat the Kezayis of Isser b'chdei achilas pras. That's one opinion. The Ramban, however, the Ramban and Chulin and the Rashba there in the Teres Habayis, they say that the Kezayis b'chdei achilas pras is a shear in the bittel. The Hainu, that even though Tamu Mamashiv Daraisa, it's only Asher Midaraisa when there's a shear of a Kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. But if one Kezayis of Isser falls into 10 kezayisim of heter, midaraisa it's mutter. That's what they say. And this is lachar hard to understand. If tamayim amoshay is, if the tam is a svara, why the amoshay is not batal, because you can taste it, why do we need dafka a kezayis b'yotei achilas pras? So it seems as they learned a different gether. If the gether was that the tam is a reason why to stop the bittel from the chefza, and then there's no problem, then there's no reason why we should need dafka a sheer shalim of the kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, that it should not be batel. It seems that they learned that it's a different mahalach, that because you have a sheer shalim of Isser involved in your taroivis, so when you're normally eating this taroivis, you're going to, betoich your achila, you're going to be eating a kezayis of Isser, so that gives a chashivus to the Isser that it should not be nisbatel. The hainu, we can't say that the Isser is command alessa, because look, the guf is batal, and the tam is not important. So this Isser kilu doesn't exist. You can't say that, because look, because mitzat sheni, when you're eating this thing, you eat your chalons, your salad, whatever it is, that's in front of you, you're going to be eating an Isser. You're eating a full Isser. An Isser shalim, which is writing a malchus for it. So the fact that you, that betoich kdei yirachila, you're going to come to also eat an Isser Shalim, that's a chashivas to Isser that it should not be nispata. So therefore, therefore the shear of the bittel is a kezayis bechte achilas pras. If you have a kezayis that's mixed up in more than an achilas pras, and then you just went and ate it quickly, you're still not over an Isser Daraisa, because it was bittel originally. The only thing that gives it a chashivas that it should not be nispata is that the way the Isser is mixed into the heter is in a way that by eating this normally, you'll come to eat the Isser. So that says the Isser is for sure here. You can't say the Isser is command the less dummy. Because the Isser is mixed into the Tarevis in a way that it will always come out that when I'm eating this Tarevis, I'm going to be eating Isser. So that gives it a chashivas to not being mispata. Pshuta Shadvarim, Lefid Ramban, this is the aside of the Sugya and Psochem, Daf Mem Dalet, and Nazir, Daf Lamed Vav. Mar there is Mechadesh, that Kazayis Vichte Achilas Pras Deoraisa. And there's before in the Gemara that it's hard to stop the whole bittel, that you need the Kazayis Vichte Achilas Pras, that it should not be bottom. And this, it's Mechor Mucha in the Gemara that is going without the din of Tam Keiker. It's a new din. The Achroinim, the Megillah Esther, and Leisa Sekuv Tzariches, and the Pnei Yeshua, Psochem Daf Mem Hei, they say that this is learned out of Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, this din. That Kazayis Vichte Achilas Pras is not bottom. So it's a new din with a new Makar. Lefi Rashi, in Lecharu, we could say that you don't need a Makar for this din. Lefi Rashi, as we said, that even by Ein by Kazayis Vichte Achilas Pras, it's not bottom. The only reason we need Kazayis Vichte Achilas Pras is to be over the Isser to get Malkus. So it's talking that this din is Minasvara. That there's the cause of the Tam gives the Chashivas to the Isser that it should not be Nisbata. Like we said from Chazusa, that when you see when it changes color, it's the Chashivas that it should not be Nisbata. So it could also be that here, there's a Chashivas that it should not be Nisbata. Those are the two drachim that we have in this opinion. Now, again, we're in the opinion that Tam Kikar is La'av Daraisa. As you said, either the Tam is Bechlal irrelevant, or it's Batel. But Tamu Mamashai is Daraisa, like Mavur in our Gemara. And we have two ways to understand that. Lefi Rashi, the Mamashus itself gives the Mamashus says that you need Bittel. It's Dabar Chashur that needs Bittel. And because you could taste it, so therefore I say that you can't negate it entirely. But it can become Batel to the Heter. And therefore it's Aser. And Lefi Ramban, the Kazayis Bechte Echilis Pras is the reason why there's no Bittel. That itself, because by eating the heter, you'll naturally come to eating the Isser and being over a full Isser of the Isser. So that's why it's not bottom. So all this is in the opinion of Rashi, that Tam Kikar is Lav De'araisa. Aver Taisus holds, and many Rishonim, that Tam Kikar is De'araisa. So we have to know, it's learned out of a Pasuk, Tam Kikar. Learned out of a Pasuk, either from a Nazir that puts his grapes in water, or the fact you have to kasher Kalim. So the question is, what was the Schadish in the din of Tam Keker? So, as we said before, Tam Keker, either we thought that Tam was irrelevant, or it was irrelevant, or even though it was relevant, but it was bottle. So the Pshutei, what was said in Tam Keker, is that the Tam is not bottle. It's number one, it said that the Tam is relevant, and also said that it's not bottle. But Reb Chaim has a Chakira. Reb Chaim, in a few places, most Mefurish is in Perek Yud of Maisa Korbanis, says Reb Chaim the following. Do we say that because there's tam there, so therefore the isser is not bottle? The tam is makes it that the isser should not be bottle. Similar to what we explained by Tamu Yama Moshe in Das Rashi, that the tam gives chashivus that isser should not be bottle. Oh, he says we have another side. The MS Chayal al isser din bittle. The gam tam ha-isser yesh boi din isser. And even though the isser is batal, but because you're eating the tam of the isser, you're tasting the isser, it's also usser. Torah said that it's usser to taste the tam of the isser. So when you're eating your heter, you're tasting tam of isser. So you can't taste tam of isser. So that itself is a new isser. The isser could be batal. But because you're tasting the heter, so tasting the isser, that's why it's usser. So again, the first side of Reb Chaim is that the tam, just like we explained by tamu mamashoy, that the tam is a reason that it should not be bottle. So Reb Chaim says you could say that also by tamu v'lei mamashoy, the tam itself, because the you could taste the isser inside the heter, so that gives it a chashivas that it should not be bottle. Or no, that be loyal, it could be that it is bottle. But it gets, but the Torah answered eating the tam, the tasting the iser. Even when the iser is me'urav in a heter, the Torah is still answered the taste. So Rabbi Chaim says that from the whole sugya, it's muchach, like the second sad, that it's a new iser. If the pshat is that it's a svar that is not batal, so you don't need to learn out from one place to another. It's not a question of learning adinim. It's a gilui that because it's chashiv, so it's not batal. The Gemara says aside that even though we learn out by kachim, everyone agrees that Tam Keker is daraisa. The Gemara says you can't learn out chulin from kachim because chulin mi kachim lo yalfinon. Kachim are more chomer, and we can't learn out chulin from kachim. If the idea of Tam Keker is that it's a gilui that it's not batal, so why do we care about chulin mi kachim lo yigamrinon? Hooray, the Tam is not batal. Elamai says Reb Chaim, it's muchach that it's a new iser. And it was said that by you can't eat the time of kachim in heter. So mechitesi that you can't eat the time of chulin in heter. That we need to come on to yafusa to learn out this new din that was said in other places. That's what Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim at the end is in the chadish, and memeil it's also not batal. Reb Chaim says in a line, that the reason is because came in the huk ikre mamish the pokami needs in bittel. Because the Talmud is Kikr Mamish, therefore it also does not have Bittel. It's a little bit hard to understand. We'll see in a second what that means. But that's how Reb Chaim learns. This idea of Reb Chaim is Harmu in the Ravid also. The Rashman Chulin brings that the Ravid asked by every Tam Kikr, why is it not Batal B'Rayv? The Ravid understood the din of Tam Kikr. The Ravid said, still should be Batal B'Rayv. I mean, it's clear from the Ravid that the Pasuk of Tam Kikr did not come to say that it's not Batal. Tam Keker came to say a new din, like Reb Chaim said, that it's also to eat the Tam of Isser, even in the Heter. He says the Ravid, but still, why is it not Batal? So the Ravid says a lot. The last line of the Ravid is, because the Bittul is when two things are, each one is independent. But here that the Isser is, it gives Tam to the Heter, of a kol sheheter mekabel Tam in a Isser, if Tam Isser nikerboy, timazi zui akarosay, because here the Isser is Me'urav in Heter Mamish and it gives Tam to it. So the tasting of the Isser is like recognizing the Isser. The palate tastes something. So therefore it's Nikr. So these are the words of the Raivin. Prima Gadim understood that the Raivin means to say that because when you're eating it, you taste the Isser. So it's like hukara isser. It's like we said earlier, mentioned earlier, that even though something gets mixed up, but if you see the isser, you know which one is the isser, so then there's no tarevis. So also in my mouth, even though I can't see the isser and I can't differentiate what's isser and what's matern, when I'm tasting, the meat taste, I taste here that this is a nevela. So now that kilu, it was hukara isser, and therefore there's no tarevis. It's a very big chiddush to learn the rive that way. It's chiddush and metzias, because you can't separate it. Where could you see there's no tarevis? It's all mixed up. You could taste all the tastes at the same time. But say that that's not a tarevis is very difficult. I mean, other questions on the Prima Gadim, we'll get into that now. But it seems that the Raivin means something else. It seems that the Raivin means, I think what Reb Chaim means also. That the when you have two things that stand in contradiction with one another, so then it's shaykh a bitl b'raiv. That's always bit of a rave, is that there's a rave and a meat that go against each other, and the rave wins out against the meat. When you have two things that they give taste to each other, peanut butter and jelly. The reason people put peanut butter and jelly together is because the peanut butter tastes better when it's with jelly, and the jelly tastes better when it's with peanut butter. So when I'm eating it, I'm not eating, this is peanut butter and this is jelly, and I want to eat both at the same time. No, I want to eat peanut butter and jelly together. I'm not putting these two things together because they taste good together. So here, I don't see any contradiction in the peanut butter and the jelly. Look, I'm eating peanut butter, I'm also eating jelly. Which one is winning out? There's no winning out. There's no contest going on between the two of them. I'm eating the two of them together. And that's good for the way that there's a way to eat both of them when they're giving time to each other. So when the two things are giving time, I don't look at it as there's any contradiction among the two things. We just look at it as the objects. Do I have more peanut butter or do I have more jelly? So you have to know which one of them is right. But when you're eating, when you're eating, the focus isn't, what do I have more of? The focus is, what taste am I getting? So I want the taste of both, even though I put more of one than the other. But it's not because I don't want that taste. Both tastes are very good to me. I daf go on both of them together. So here I can't look at the as a question of bittul b'raif, because the focus is the tam. The Torah said tam, like Reb Chaim said, the ikar is the tam. We go with tam. Once the focus is the tam, so then there's no not shayecha bittul anymore. Those are the words of Reb Chaim, because that came to ikri mamish pokeminaydin bittul. Once the tam is ikar, once I'm focusing on the tam, then it's not shayech any bittul, because you have both of the tams together, and both of them are important in the thing that you're eating. So therefore, it's not shayech any bittul. That's the heart of the yisoid of tam ikar, that it's a new din, and mela it's the mela is not shayech bittul like the Ravid says, because both of the timing are there and they're helping out each other. So now we'll come back to our tesis. Our tesis is in the opinion that tam ikar is deraisa. We mentioned we'll start from the end of the thesis. We said that the Rimeir lines holds that even though Tam Kicker is Daraisa, but there's no Malkus, because it was written Beloshen Asay, and there's no Malkus. So it's very clear from the Rimeir lines, holds that Tam Kicker is not a Gilui that there's no Bittel. That, like the first side that Reb Chaim says is incorrect. That it's a Gilui, but because there is Tam here, so then it's not Bittel. Like we said in the opinion of Rashi, by Tam Oyim Mamashay, that the Tam is a reason that the Mamashay should not be Bittel. If so, then it's pasha that you get malchus. There's no reason not to get malchus. If you eat enough of iser to get to be over, so how could you not be getting malchus? The tam says that the iser is in bottle, and now you ate it, so you for sure you should get malchus. It's clear in the Rimeir lines that he held and know that about a tam kicker is a new din. It was learned out of a parasha of Gilei Nachrim. So therefore, we only learn out this new din. It's only usser as much as it says in the parasha. It's only usher as in the level of an asay, not the level of a lav. That was said in the parashim. Rabbi Natan that argues with the Rimeir lines. Rabbi Natan says that it's a hadre li surei kama. It's true, it learned out of there, but that puts it back into the first iser. So one could argue that Rabbi Natan holds that there's no bittul bichlal. That the Yisrael din is saying there's no bittul, and therefore there should be malchus. But it doesn't seem that that's Rabbi Natan meant to say. Rabbi Natan says that a hadre li surei kama. I mean, it's not the fact that it's pashut. The whole thing was said that it's not bittul, so that for sure there's malchus. Rabbi Tam Beitami agrees to the reading of your lines. You need a new parsha. You need the alfusa. But once this parsha was said, this parsha wasn't said as an entirely new iser. It wasn't said that there's an iser of eating nevela by itself, and there's an iser of eating tam nevela that's in my potatoes. And these kilo, there's two different isurim. No, the iser of eating tam nevela in my potatoes is eating nevela. So once you know that nevela gets malchus. So now that they're also asher the tam of nevela in my potatoes, so that's mistaver, that tam is usher because of the nevela shabai. So also in this I should get malchus. That's the chayr, the beer, the machlekes here, the Rabbi Natan and the Rimeir lines. But both of them are hold, like Reb Chaim tells us, that it's a new iser. Now I'll go back to the previous part of the thesis. Today's brought Rabbi Noah Elio that says that when there's a kezayis bechtei achilas pras, then you get malchus on every kezayis. So this is clearly brought down in the Rush in Chulin, in Perkid Anosha, Simon Lamed Aleph. The Rush brings two opinions, being Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen. What our text brings is Rabbeinu Elio, the Rush quotes as Bashem Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen. Rabbeinu Tam, as the Rush brings down, holds that the Gedr of Tam Ke'ikr is that Kem Jenosan Ha'isr Tam Beheter, Nepach Kulay Liyos Isr, the Lekin Alav Bekezayis, Kilu Hava Kulay Isr. The Gedr Tam Kaker is that once the Tam gives Tam, the Isser gives Tam in the Heter, then we look at the whole thing as being Isser. And if you eat any Kezayis of the Taroides, you get Malchus. And the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, even if there's no Kezayis Bechtei Achilas Pras of Isser, and if there's one Isser Murav in 10 Kezayisim of Heter, or 10 Kezayisim of Heter, where there's no Kezayis Bechtei Achilas Pras, still according to Rabbeinu Tam, you get Malchus on every Kezayis of the Taroides. Why? Because nepach kulei liyos iser, kilu avi kulei iser. As the Rush says. So, it seems that the opinion of Rabbi Natan is, like Reb Chaim, if the whole din of Tam Kikr is that it's not bottle, so how could you be that iser, that heter became more chomer than the iser? I have 10 kezayis of a heter, falls into one kezayis of iser, I can get 11 times malchus on eating this tarifus. It's only one kezayis of iser here. It's clear, Rabbeinu Tam, that Tam Kicker wasn't just said that there's no bittel. Tam Kicker Avad is a new din. That I'm eating now my potatoes. I'm eating a kezayis of potatoes. In this kezayis of potatoes, I taste nevela. There's a taste of nevela there. So the Torah said, don't eat something which has in it tam nevela. That's what the Torah said. So very good. I'm eating a kezias of potatoes, and it has in it a tam of nevela. So the Torah said, don't eat something which has in it tam nevela. You get malchus for such a thing. Because that's called, that's tam keker. I can't eat the tam of iser, which is in my heter. So it's a new iser. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, even without a kezias b'shtei prasa, I get malchus. But the opinion of Rabbeinu Chaim Koyen, as the Rosh quotes in Rabbeinu Eliyahu, as our Taisa says, is that you need a kezias b'shtei achilas pras, and then you get malchus on every kezias of the tarifus. So also there, Ravada was saying some gedra of nepach, right? How can you get malchus on every kezias? There's more. Again, you should have one kezias of iser falls into five kezias of heter, so now you get malchus on every kezias. But it's obviously also saying, like Reb Chaim Brisker, that it's more than just not being butl, because you're getting many times malchus. So here, when the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Chaim, he says, "Kevin yish kolkach mino itzer shebetoich achilas pras oichol kezayis nasa kula yisser oichol menu kezayis loikin." So it's clear also from Reb Chaim Koyen that he holds like Reb Chaim Brisker that tamik iker is a new isser, and therefore you could get malchus even more than isser that was mixed up into it. You have one kezayis of isser with five kezayis of heter, you could get malchus for every kezayis, even though there's only one kezayis of iser. But if there's not a kezayis with the achilas pras, then you don't get malchus. Why not? The pshat is like this, that it's true there's a new iser called tamik iker, but how much tam of iser do you have in your heter? If even if you'd eat the whole tarovis, you wouldn't in a kezayis achilas pras, you wouldn't manage to eat a kezayis of iser. So the iser is based on the iser of the tam is based on the iser of the nevela that fell in. The nevela that fell in proportionally to the heter is only called a chatzi shir, because it's one kezayis of nevela can get 10 kezayis of heter. That's only a chatzi shir, because it means half a kezayis kedeiach this pras. You don't have a full kezayis of iser. So there's only a chatzi shir of nevela which is asering my taroivis. So I can't say that even I'm eating a kezayis of potatoes, that it's like I'm eating a kezayis of nevela. It's not true. Because in my kezayis of potatoes, I have half a kezayis of nevela. So I can't see that in that I have a full shear of iser, to say that the whole thing becomes iser. When in the taroives, I have a full iser, if you're just eating it straight, you eat the whole thing in a kezayis pras, you get a kezayis of iser. So then I say that, listen, there's a kezayis of iser mixed up into my heter. So then also the tam that I have comes from a kezayis of iser. So the tam of a kezayis of iser has taken some chashivus of the iser itself. And therefore, when I eat a kezayis of potatoes, it's me'uriv in that a kezayis of iser. But when proportionately there's less than a kezayis of iser in my heter, in my kdei achilas pras of heter, then the tam that comes out of that can't be any more chomer than the nevela itself. And therefore, I don't get malchus. I won't get malchus. It'll be an iser chatzis shir. But to get malchus, I need that there should be kezayis of iser b'chdei achilas pras of heter. So just to summarize quickly, when the Gemara says vayos that tamu imamoshi gets malchus, v'zeu kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. So lefi Rashi and Rabbeinu Eliyahu and Reb Chaim Koyen, the Gemara does not say a svar in the bittul. Well, anyway, there's an isher deraisa. Gemara is just saying a svar in the malchus. In order to get malchus, you need to have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. And that's for sure also true if you the first derech of Taisus, that tamu imamoshi means that the whole thing is be'en, it's nikara isher, you know which one it is. So that the Gemara says that you need kezayis b'chdei achilas pras is only for the echitimsa. In order to get malchus, always you need to eat a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. But the feed Ramban and the Rashba in the Tamay Mamasha, then the Gemara is saying as far in the Guf HaBittel that the only time that we say that Tamay Mamasha is the Raisa, that it's not Bittel, is when you have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. There's one last point, a correction to what I said earlier. I said that Shitas Rabbeinu Eliyahu is like Reb Chaim Koyen. Rabbeinu Eliyahu in our Taisa says it's not mafurish. Reb Chaim Koyen is mafurish that once there's a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, then you get kezayis in every, then you get malchus in every kezayis. In Taisa Vayos, it's not mafurish alafir Rabbeinu Eliyahu. That's also the case. Rabbeinu Eliyahu says that when there's a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, then you can get malchus. He might mean when you eat the whole taroivis, then you can get malchus for eating the kezayis of iser. We don't see Rabbeinu Eliyahu mafurish that he holds like the Reb Chaim Koyen that it's nepach heter liyos iser. Okay, ad kan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.